For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. More than 3 million gallons of wastewater spilled into Lake Michigan after a temporary power outage at Jones Island Sewage Treatment Plant in Milwaukee last Saturday. A portion of the plant flooded during the power outage. Wastewater then entered a channel that diverted the flow into chlorine disinfection tanks before spilling into the lake. And a new proposal was approved yesterday by Milwaukee's Redevelopment Authority Board that would develop a demonstration site for green stormwater systems on Milwaukee's north side. The Northwest Side Community Development Corporation plans to put the system in a vacant lot in the 4100 block of North 31st Street. The proposal still needs approval from the Common Council. Outside today, rain off and on, temperatures around 70 degrees. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.